Some reflections on our, my, finitude and the fear of death by Bart D. Ehrman. Read by John Paul Middlesworth. I've come up with a new way of thinking about our finitude, about the fact that we all die, and, in my view, that's the end of the story. At least I think it's a new way. I don't recall ever hearing it or reading it. If it is a common view, or at least a view that is out there, and or has long been, I have no doubt some of you will tell me. First, some background. My new, to me, thought is predicated, as I just indicated, on my personal opinion that death is the end of the story for each of us, an opinion many of you will heartily disagree with. I began to hold this opinion when I became an agnostic/atheist some 30 years ago or so. I don't think we have souls that are somehow separate from our physical, material beings, or that will live on after we die. I think this bodily existence is all we will ever have. Many people find that view deeply depressing and personally dangerous. Surely it would lead to meaninglessness, chaos, crass, immoral living, and despondency, right? I know many theists think that it should lead to all that, logically, but at least for me, it hasn't at all. For me, it has had the opposite effect, making me relish life more and committed to making the most of it for as long as I can, enjoying it to the utmost, and helping others who are suffering and in pain to do so as well. If some people think that doesn't make sense, well, I can't help them there. It's how I feel and am. Among other things, this has meant that I'm not afraid of dying, fearing what will happen next. In my mind, there's nothing to fear, because nothing will happen next. I won't exist anymore. My new insight, to this now 30-year-old view of the matter, involves another way of thinking about that. Among people I know, there are two main fears about death. Here I am not talking about the fear of dying, but the fear of death. The fear of dying is also widely held. People are afraid of becoming old, frail, incapacitated, in pain, a financial and personal burden on family and friends, and so on. That's a fully legitimate fear, even though I have to admit I don't spend much mental energy on it myself. But here, I'm talking about the fear not of the process of dying, but of what actually happens after death. Put simply, some people fear being eternally punished, and other people fear the state of non-existence. The prospect of perpetual torment is a big deal for many people. Even so, I personally think there are no grounds for it, that it is based on widespread mythologies connected with divine wrath against all those who don't believe or behave in the right ways. I think we can show exactly where the idea of eternal punishment comes from. This is the topic of my book, Heaven and Hell, and it is a completely human invention, not even part of either the Hebrew Bible or the teachings of Jesus. It may be deeply rooted in some, many, most of us, but I simply don't think it's true. If there is a God, he is not a trillion times more hateful, mean, malicious, and hideously violent than the worst Nazi the world's ever seen. Torturing you for zillions of years, and that's just the beginning, for misdeeds you did over the course of, say, 20? Really? I don't think so. More realistic, in my view, is the other fear, of no longer existing, of being in the void. For many people, it is a horrifying thought, almost impossible to imagine, and a source of deep terror. I used to feel that way as well, and, in my view, this fear is actually based on a reality. We simply won't exist anymore. But for many years, I haven't found the prospect terrifying. Instead of agonizing over my future non-existence, I have long taken seriously the reflection found commonly already among ancient Greek philosophers, ranging from Epicurus to Seneca to Marcus Aurelius, who pointed out that none of us was upset by not existing before we were born, and so none of us will be upset by not existing after we die. There won't be any consciousness, and so we won't be conscious of losing out on anything. I wasn't upset when the Black Death wiped out millions, or when millions of soldiers were slaughtered in the trench warfare of World War I, or when my great-grandfather broke his back and was no longer able to provide for his family. Nothing before my birth bothered me, and my non-existence didn't bother me. I didn't exist. How could I have been bothered, upset, or suffered existential angst? So too, when I don't exist later, how will I be bothered by anything? And if I won't be bothered then, Why should I be bothered about not being bothered then? But still, the very thought of non-existence, the thought of not thinking or being able to think, of not experiencing and not being able to experience, of not existing and not knowing I'm not existing, still has a creepy aspect to it. But now my new insight. A few days ago, another way of looking at it occurred to me. I think about my life a lot, about what has happened in my past. A whole lot. I suppose almost all of us do. I think about what I did last weekend, or last summer, or 5 years ago, or when I got married, or when I was in college, when I was in high school, when I was in grade school, while I was growing up in my family, sports I played, people I knew, things I did, etc., etc. But the other day, I realized that the me I think about having done and experienced those things does not exist. That me is not around anymore. It is not located in time and space. There is no living, breathing past me. There is only a memory of me. Is that past me sad that he doesn't exist anymore? No, he's not aware of the fact he doesn't exist anymore. How can he be? He doesn't exist. For that matter, the me who started writing this post doesn't exist anymore. Is that sad for me now? Is it sad for that former me now? No, not really for either of us. Will the me that finished this post be sad that the me who is now typing it doesn't exist? No. I may be sad now that I won't be the me then. I may try to seize this moment and never let it go, but I never can. And my past me never feels sad about not doing so. With respect to ultimate finitude, the ongoing state of future non-existence, there's no reason really to be sad that I won't exist, because I won't know that I don't exist, any more than the me of the past knows it doesn't exist, any more than the non-existent me of the future, prior to death, knows that it doesn't exist yet. Only the present me knows. And what exactly even is the present? It's not even a millisecond before it's gone and becomes the past which I no longer have. That can certainly be a source of sadness when something we cherish is no longer ours to cherish for one reason or another. And it may be sad that at some point we will no longer have the good things we enjoy about living. But it is not a source of fear. This heightened realization that the present is all that I have continues to press upon me the all-importance of this transient life. I realize how lucky I am because I love being alive, with the clear realization that millions of people do not. Looking ahead, I may well be sad that I won't be enjoying it anymore since I will have no physical experience at all and no cognition of any kind. But in a sense, even the sadness doesn't make sense. Since not existing means not experiencing any loss. You can't lose anything you don't have, and if you don't exist, you don't have anything. These are just some ramblings on my current thinking. What do you think? And a footnote. I'm increasingly unsure about what the present actually means. It ironically doesn't seem to be a temporal reality, since the actual present moment is not even a moment. It is gone in literally no time. So what does it actually mean to grasp the present if it's not graspable? Even so, my point is that I feel the need to strive to relish the present instead of putting all my mental energies into the past and future, whatever they too are.